We're almost finished. I'd like to begin by thanking all of you for your love and support that has been poured out to us. For my mother especially, who's been simply overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness and concern, and she does want everyone to know how much she appreciates your care. In our family, as soon as the children were old enough to walk, we began to be taken on outings into the Utah wilderness. Dad loved to be outdoors, as you've heard, and on most of his explorations of mountains and deserts, he took two or three and sometimes four children along. When I was 3 or 4 years old, though, I got to go along as his sole traveling companion on an overnight trip to Capitol Reef National Monument. It was an adventure for me, and I always felt safe with my storytelling daddy. But although I don't remember the entire trip, I do remember waking up in my sleeping bag at the base of a huge bowl-shaped sandstone valley and being very frightened when I looked at the sleeping bag next to me and found it empty. My father was gone. He wasn't there. But as I scrambled out of my own bag, before I had a chance to cry out, Dad came barreling down a steep sandstone slope behind me and swooped me up over his shoulders to take me back up with him to see the view. Years later, I came across a black and white photograph of a magnificent desert scene with a natural arch sloping into a smooth desert floor and the horizon in the background. There was a tiny dot in the middle of that desert floor, and on the back of the photo, Dad had written the date, which I'm not going to reveal here, and the words, "Christina at Capitol Reef." I was the tiny dot in the middle of the desert. My father had left me sleeping there so he could try to capture the beauty of the scenery and get a picture of his 4-year-old at the same time. This was an early lesson to me on how he put the universe in context. The fact that his child was an unrecognizable dot in the midst of all that splendid nature did not diminish my importance to him. But the fact that I was a part of it, that he was, and we all are a part of it, to Dad demonstrated the perfect balance of nature and man and the divine. Despite, or perhaps because of his childlike awe at the beauties of nature and his constant preoccupation with discovering the ancient past, Dad could be a difficult man to live with, especially for our mother, who was his partner for 58 years. He was a man who loved children, however, and together they had 8 of us. Daddy especially loved babies and toddlers and was actually quite a helpful babysitter and labor saver when there were several little ones at a time running loose in the house. He changed thousands of diapers in his lifetime, and he was not unaware of the nutritional needs of growing children. In the early years of my memory, despite the fact that I felt tragically cheated by the lack of Wonder Bread and Sugar Pops, we ate whole wheat bread baked fresh by my mother, and always for breakfast there was mush. This was a concoction made by Dad, who stored huge bags of wheat in the basement, where he also kept a hand-operated mill grinder. Once or twice a week, he would physically grind up a batch of wheat, which was then boiled in water to varying consistencies, sometimes stiff, sometimes watery. Measuring to him took the adventure out of his home cooking. But it always lived up to its name, mush, even when submerged in milk, and I hated it. Dad was aware that we were unappreciative of his culinary efforts, and he allowed us to mitigate our dislike by adding large amounts of sugar to our bowls. In fact, I believe each of us inherited an intense sweet tooth from Dad, which he nourished and taught us from an early age. Believing that we were never too young to be introduced to the finer things in life, he started most of us out on ice cream, usually administered within the first 30 minutes of being brought home from the hospitals where we were born. In the final 2 years of his life, as he became physically incapacitated and forced to remain in bed, my dad became the very definition of sweetness. He never voiced a complaint about his pain and confinement. And during his most lucid moments, he seemed in constant awe of the sheer wonderfulness of all the people around him. He'd always been amazed at the beauty of nature and the fascination of learning. But now for 2 years, he couldn't go outside and he couldn't accumulate footnotes. His compulsively active attention was forced to refocus, and it did so. His awe was greater than I'd ever seen it, particularly towards Mom, his caretaker and wife, whom he told countless times during those months, "You are just so beautiful." When I was 14 years old and very aware of peer pressure and adolescent societal norms, my mother told me she was expecting an eighth child. My youngest sister was barely a year old at the time, and I was not happy. The thought of enduring another several months of explaining a yet again pregnant mother to my friends was unacceptable, and seven children in one family was quite enough anyway, thank you very much. None of us ever kept our feelings disguised, particularly from family members, and though I may not have complained directly to Dad regarding what I consider his embarrassing display of virility, there's no doubt I made my feelings known. During this time, though, he did not say a word to me about my attitude towards this latest addition to the family. But on the day Zina was brought home from the hospital, my father entered the home carrying his newest daughter and came straight to me as I stood in the kitchen. Muttering the words, "Why don't you take little Ukums here?" he placed her in my arms and turned away to open the freezer. I simply stood looking down at her, and as my father began to feed her ice cream, all I could think was how much hair she had and how soft and small she felt and how ashamed I was for not welcoming her the way my parents had. These were the ways my father taught me things beyond the mere attainment of knowledge. He didn't need to give us lessons on the beauties of nature or how we should care for each other. He showed us through his own demonstrations of amazement at God's world and unselfish love and incredulous pride towards his children. He was with us a long time, but not long enough, and I will miss him.